of the Lost Ark, a film from Steven Spielberg and George Lucas.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Indiana Jones Universe, a podcast in which we learn more about the character of Indiana Jones, exploring other content in the Indiana Jones Universe. As always, I'm Will.
And I'm Max.
And thanks for joining us for another episode, in which today we're going to be looking at the trailers to Raiders of the Lost Ark and the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. Today we came up with the idea to take a look at both of these trailers and kind of break them down. Look through if we think that they were good in representing what the show was, and also kind of get a flashback of what it would be like if it was your first time watching the trailer, and then to actually go and see the show. We're going to look at the original Raiders of the Lost Ark trailer from 1981, not the teaser, not any new ones, the original 1981, it's about 2 minutes and 20 seconds, roughly.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be looking at the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles trailer from 1992, the one that is narrated by George Hall, that is 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and that actually can be found on our website. We have a link to Amblin TV, one of Spielberg's corporations. If you go there, there's a really nice pictures of the show, there's background on it, and the trailer as well. So in terms of that trailer, that's what we're referring to. And for Raiders, we're going with the classic 1981 version that's about 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So today we're just going to go through the trailers, talk about what we like about them, talk about what we notice, and then kind of review them and give our opinions, whether we like them, whether we don't like them. And we're looking at Raiders because that was the first trailer for the movies. And, of course, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's
right.
A classic, the 1981 trailer. And then we're looking at the Young Indy Chronicles to see, because the Young Indiana Jones television series changed over the years. We've talked about this many times in the podcast, so we're going to look at whether we think that this was a good trailer. And, of course, the Temple of Doom and Last Crusade trailers are great, too. But today we're just going to focus on the Raiders of the Lost Ark one and the Young Indy because both of these were trailers for, you know, the first time that you saw Indiana Jones in this way, right? Raiders was the first time you saw Indiana Jones in a movie. Young Indy was the first time you ever saw Indy in a TV show. So
right.
We're going to kind of put these together and take a look at what we think. So it starts off with Indy, the Indy shot over the sunset, a classic.
Yes, a classic. It also says Lucasfilm Limited, which is not actually something that exists. It's now LucasArts, which, you know, is Disney. But it's interesting because it's different. We've never seen that before, right?
Right. I really thought that was interesting.
We've always
as well.
Seen LucasArts or, you know, whatever, when
exactly.
We've seen all the other movies.
And going back to that, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about the trailers today, and I know you really like the trailers as well, is
yes.
Because we didn't see these, right?
Right.
Because we just watched Raiders when we found out about Indiana Jones, right? When
right.
I found out about Young Indy, I just watched Young Indy. I never watched the trailer, right? And so that's why we kind of went back to these. Now, you've got trailers that are very long, right? Basically, like, give away the whole movie.
Yeah.
Right? So these trailers were a little bit different from back then.
Yeah,
so
they're kind of like, I guess, even though we said we're not doing the teaser, they're kind of like a teaser.
Exactly, right.
I mean, they're kind of drawing you to the movie instead of, like, saying, here's what the movie's about. If you want to come see it,
right.
Then come see it. If you don't like it, then get out of here.
Right, exactly. So it's that whole idea. So,
man, how times have changed. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, really. And the opening shot, I love it, because I forgot about this when I watched the trailer many, many years ago, and that indie shot with the sunset and that classic voice, right? For 3,000 years, you know, man has been searching for the Lost Ark. You know, it just, and Marion's theme, too.
Yes.
You wouldn't, I like that they put Marion's theme, because, you know, that's the love theme.
Right.
And they put it in a different spot with more of kind of like this epic archaeology feel.
Right. They used snippets of different songs from Raiders, which I also thought was cool. Like, you get
I really like that.
Get a sample of the entire soundtrack, basically, just by listening to
it. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Just by watching the trailer, you know?
Exactly.
It's awesome.
Desert Chase is used a lot. The Medallion. You know, all these different kind of tracks are used throughout, and you got to have that John Williams type feel.
Right.
And it really does go with that suspense at the beginning. And the first thing I noticed is the quotes are very powerful.
Yes, they are.
They use very specific quotes from the movies, especially things that maybe you wouldn't have picked up on had you watched the movie for the first time. They're not the most famous quotes, right?
Right.
You know, I hate snakes or anything like that. They're more about the Ark itself. And
right.
My first thing I noticed is two things. One, the trailer really is looking at the archaeology aspect. And actually, when we had Michael on as our special guest in episode 21 for another 1981 Raiders Experience, he mentioned that the selling point was really Lucas and Spielberg together and the idea of this being a great action-adventure movie. And they really, in this trailer, advertised a lot on the archaeology and almost kind of, it seemed very, like a scary movie at first.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it seemed, it's like, it gives kind of that eerie feel, you know? And then, you know, we lead into something different, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, it goes, there's all those, like, quotes about the Ark. What does it do, right? If the Ark is there in Tanis, right? It was meant to not be disturbed, right?
Right.
That's exactly what Salah says. So I thought that was really cool as well. And again, like you said, the John Williams music pairs very well.
Another thing I find interesting is, you know, they are not, it's not exactly scenes from the movie that are more important, as it's kind of minor scenes, which kind of really, like, it gives us, like, a preview of what the movie's going to be like, but doesn't spoil the big action scenes. Like, there's not the big fight with Belloc where he's like, Give me the idol, Jones, you know? We don't see that. All we see is the rope and the ball scene, right?
Yeah.
Which is before that. So there's not really any big action scenes that they spoil. They kind of give us the minor scenes to kind of give us the plot. And also, another thing I like, how they presented the villains.
Yes.
I love how they presented Major Tote and Belloc.
I agree, personally. And I really liked also when Belloc and Indy were talking, there's that scene. Without a context, that scene, you really don't know what's going on there.
Right.
It doesn't seem like a villain, right?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like him, it seems like the kind of same relationship between Indy and Salah is between Indy and Belloc here.
Exactly. It seems like they're just, you know, they're talking about the Ark, where really, there's actually some tension going on.
Right, I mean, two chums sitting, having a drink at a bar.
Right.
where it's really not even close.
Exactly. And so, I actually looked at this in terms of, like, timing this out. About halfway through, we have these whip scenes and the action kicks in. The horses, the whips, the physical stuff. And, you know, especially one of my favorite scenes, just from from this trailer, not necessarily the movie. I mean, it barely happens in the movie, in the context of everything else. But specifically in this trailer, one of my favorite scenes is when he cracks the whip in Cairo. He does that underhand kind of whip cracking. He cracks it twice against the ground, and it makes that sound as you've got some of the masked bandits coming towards
him.
I really, really liked that scene. And, you know, that whole adventure aspect, you know, they've got the Raiders March theme playing, and then you hear, you know, the two whip cracks, you know, from Indy. Really, really liked that a lot. And especially, too, we see him on the horse, right? You know, he's like, it's loaded on a truck to Cairo, right?
Right.
And he goes, you know, and Indy's riding off on the horse, going towards the truck.
Right.
Punches the guy, you know, slides out of the front roof, right?
Yes.
Hangs on to, you know, the Mercedes-Benz logo there.
Yeah, the ornament hood. And
exactly.
Another thing I really like that they included is that classic scene where Indy is on the horse riding to catch up to them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the most iconic scenes in just for Indiana Jones in general, not just for Raiders, but Indiana Jones in general.
Agreed.
You know, like him on a horse, that's really defines Indiana Jones. I mean, in Young Indy, he's on a horse a lot, some of the times.
Yeah, you're right.
And in each movie, I think he rides a horse at some point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very iconic and very interesting that they added it.
Yeah, and they also added, you look at the trailer as a whole, you talked about the scenes that they included. I just want to kind of reiterate this and go deeper into this. First of all, the music was great overall. I also really liked the narration, mm-hmm. right? Like I mentioned, I thought that it was a really interesting narration to explain about the Ark. I also really liked the quotes, right?
Yes.
That was a great job. And then, so those were the three main things that you heard, right? Those are the three things you hear. Then they were able to pair those three things really well with what you saw on screen. And I really like what they chose and how they chose to portray the story. Because, like I mentioned at the beginning, it goes from this scary, like, archaeology story, right? Like, oh, this very mysterious ark that no one knows about, right? It's kind of a scary story at first. We see, like you said, the sunset, very dark and gloomy.
Right.
We also see the shadow when they're going into the Well of Souls. And we also see, you know, him and Tote and Belloc and those kinds of things. So very dark. Then it transitions into this more, like, exciting action-adventure movie of him punching guys and whips and all that kind of stuff and horses and the real action. And I just feel like they were very, very careful. And they were very particular about what they were going to show on screen. They clearly wanted to show the trailer as a story of the movie, right? You start off with talking about the arc. That's what the movie's about. Then let's get into the selling point. This is about Indy and his action. And so I really like that they went kind of in a chronological order. But then, again, when you look at the movie as a whole, you look at the trailer, very interesting in terms of how they paired the specific scenes, the music, the narration, and the quotes all together. I thought this is one of the coolest trailers I've ever seen. And, of course, it's got to be biased because I'm an indie fan.
Yes.
But this trailer, though, is very, very well put together. And I really notice that when I look at it from a movie standpoint.
I actually kind of disagree, half disagree with you. You said it went in chronological order. It goes chronological order for half of it. But then it kind of goes backwards because it goes from the arc, then it goes back to Marion, then it kind of goes back to the prologue. It's very interesting.
That's fair.
And then the villains and...
Yeah, chronological in the sense that it goes with, telling
the
story.
Right.
It goes with the flow. That's a fair point. But yeah, again, that is something that may have not been as good as the chronology of it wasn't like that. So then we get towards the end, which has a film by George Lucas and Steven Spielberg. Again, one of those big selling points.
Right.
The action was a big selling point. The fact that George Lucas and Spielberg did it together.
Right.
That was another big point of the...
I mean, the producer of Star Wars were like, oh, this must be a good movie, you know?
Because Star Wars, go see it. Right.
Star Wars a big hit. This probably will be a big hit, right?
Exactly. So. And again, talking about this trailer, I'm a really big fan of old movies, and every now and then I'll watch, you know, old westerns, old classics that kind of inspired Raiders. I don't see trailers like this. This was a one-of-a-kind trailer when it came out, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it, is because when you look at this trailer, this is what you think of Raiders as before you actually go into the theater and see it, and that's what I think was so powerful about it. And one thing, speaking of the name Raiders, at the end, we see Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is what it was originally called before
right.
they had sequels and everything. But it actually has a blue text shadow. This was the original design. It had kind of this light orange and then that blue shadow, Raiders
right,
of the Lost Ark.
It kind of has that blue outline, which is really
I like it.
I hadn't known about that until I just saw this. So, you know, that's very interesting.
I love it. It's really cool. In terms of the font... I'm so curious as to what happened with the font. Where did they get the inspiration of that? And again, we don't see that blue Raiders anymore. That was an original thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because when they changed it to Indiana Jones, they wanted to have the same name for, you know, everything, the same font. So that kind of got almost like retired in a sense. But I really like that as well. And the ball scene was another great scene that they had to show, giving it that kind of authenticity and unique aspect.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's very interesting. Also, most people probably know this, but if you notice when you watch the trailer, it doesn't say Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark. It just says Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Exactly.
That was originally the name. I mean, they changed
right.
it later, so because
going
made...
off of kind of why the font no longer exists, that
right.
specific one.
Right, but you know, it used to be called Raiders of the Lost Ark. Obviously, they made sequels, so they had to change it. Otherwise, it would kind of not fit in with the rest of the series. You know.
Now, overall, the trailer was about 2 minutes or so. And with that, do you think that this trailer is really an accurate depiction of the movie? Of course, we watched the movie before the trailer, but looking back on it now, would you say that the movie is well represented by the trailer, and is there anything that they missed? Obviously, back in the 80s, it was good enough to get people to go to the movie, and they loved it. But looking now, when you look at this trailer, the first time I saw this trailer, you know, a couple of years ago, I thought, whoa. This has a completely different vibe than Raiders does. Do you think this is well represented, or do you think it's kind of nice to have maybe a different style and tone than the movie? What are your thoughts overall on just those two topics?
Oh, well, this is going to sound weird. So, if you guys watch any trailers for modern movies, right, they're completely different. They kind of give away the movie. So, I think it is... Compared to today's trailers, I would say it's not an accurate representation. But compared to trailers back then for movies like back in the 80s, I would say it is an accurate representation.
Okay.
So it depends what time period you're looking from. I would say yes and no at the same time.
Okay.
I think it definitely is a good trailer and a good representation, but I also think they could have added a little bit more, I guess you could say.
Now, you're looking at Indiana Jones. To me... The trailer seemed almost a little bit more dark.
Yeah.
Than the movie itself. I got this, like, Temple of Doom kind of vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seemed really dark.
Which is ironic, considering it's for Raiders.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Now, the movie itself starts off with, you know, Indy. There's humor. There's action. There's a love story, which isn't even glossed over in the trailer. Do you think that this, the tone and style of the movie, would you say that they left out any important scenes that were going to be important to show? Or do you think this was enough of a interest point and it's fine?
I think it's enough of an interest point. I think it's fine how it is. I don't think they should change it. Like, I don't think they should re-release it with adding stuff, which obviously they're not going to do. But I like the trailer how it is, personally.
Yeah, I do like the trailer. I had a few problems with it, though. I don't think it necessarily is the perfect representation of the movie. And the reason I asked this is because I think when I look at the movie, and of course, this is obviously looking back now, so this may be a little bit of a, you know, obviously not the best, of course, opinion looking at this. But personally, I didn't think actually the trailer did the best job it could have at describing what the movie was. And I'm not saying that they should have included more. I think the trailer length was fine. What they had in there was fine. But to me, if you were to watch Raiders, I don't think you would have gotten the same type of feel and tone that you did from the actual trailer. I think it's a little bit too different. I mean, the love story wasn't even included there, which was interesting, I thought. The action was kind of put off to the end. They really had the archaeology and this dark story. The villains weren't really included that much. Physical stunts, other characters as well. So I just thought overall, I like the trailer a lot. As a trailer on its own, fantastic. Probably the best trailer I've ever seen. Going with the movie, I don't know if they go so well together. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring that up. So I wanted to transition into talking about the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles trailer. And once we're done talking about this trailer, we can kind of compare the two. Right? Because, of course, the trailer was made for a show. This was made for the first movie. So
right.
We can kind of compare, like, these are the first trailers for each, you know, category.
Right.
So let's transition now into the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles trailer. Now, we've been talking about the Young Indiana Jones show for a while now. And this is the full trailer, 3 minutes and 30 seconds, from 1992. Now, narrating this is George Hall. And we've mentioned this many times. When the show came out, each episode was originally 45 minutes, and it was a flashback. There was actually a 93-year-old Indiana Jones played by actor George Hall, and it was set in the 1990s, and he would recall certain events based on things that happened in his retirement life.
Right.
He would recall certain things, and then it would be a flashback to the actual event that happens in the episode now. When they re-edited it, they got rid of all the George Hall stuff. It's all gone. Now it's just a story, and we can talk about how, whether we think it would have been better with George Hall or not. But with that in mind, now we can jump in to knowing that this is narrated with the perspective of 90-year-old Indy looking back on his life, which is interesting to consider.
Right. I mean, as we said, George Hall is not in the modern ones that are an hour and 30 minutes, right? These were all flashbacks, as you said. And something I also find interesting is that, as you said, he's narrating the trailer. I actually kind of like it like this because it really, I mean, there's a few snippets where you hear Indy talk, like young Indy talking, but a lot of it is mainly George Hall. And also something I found interesting, I can't remember what episode it is, but there is one episode where Harrison Ford appears. Is that
Mystery of the Blues.
Mystery of the Blues, yeah. And they didn't show that at all, actually. They didn't really show anything after the
Warriors. Which is interesting. Now, this was created before the first season. And again, the first season actually was just 6 episodes. So the second season, which I believe did have Mystery of the Blues, was not shown. So that's something to consider as well. So, you know, they only were really showing footage from some of the original ones. They did have some other ones in production. For example, not all of those young indie ones, you know, young indie, as I should say,
right,
was in the first season, but they did have some footage for it. So it was interesting. And the first thing that opens up is the journal. And throughout the entire trailer, you have a really interesting idea. They really wanted to make it seem like a journal, almost like a timeline, in a sense. They wanted to make it seem like George Hall was remembering his life. And that's why I wanted to bring up the point about George Hall, because this trailer really goes off of that idea. It opens up with the journal. There's the map the landscapes, right? There's the artifacts, there's the pictures, all that kind of stuff. And some of it's a little bit blurry, too, in there, right? Keep that in mind. It's a little bit blurry and faded out as you have some other scenes that are going over it. And with that idea, it's a completely different style of a trailer than Raiders.
Right. I mean, in the sense it's the same, but it's also different. Like, it's a different style, but it's trying to achieve the same directive, right? It's trying to give viewers an insight of what this show is going to be about, right?
And you bring up a good point there, because this trailer had much more to do than Raiders. It had to give the premise of the entire show as an entirety. Right? It couldn't just give us, this season, first episode, you're going to see Indiana Jones Curse of the Jackal, and you're going to have this story going. No. You had to have the whole thing laid out ready to go here. With Raiders, you just had to talk about that one movie. With this, you had to talk about some episodes that maybe weren't even released yet or even going to be in the first season. So it was interesting that when you watch the trailer, it explains, kind of basically the whole show almost, right? From 1908, I went with my father around the world, and then just until the age of 21, I joined the Belgian army and stuff. So did you like that they kind of had that sort of like looking at the show as a whole? Because I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Me neither. I would say I don't like it as much as the Raiders trailer, because the Raiders, it's kind of, as we said before, it's looking into it. It's just a peephole. As here, it's more of a panoramic picture, I guess you could say. It looks to a lot of the events. Now, it doesn't cover everything, but it covers a little more than I think it should. I think he should kind of explain what it's doing. Yeah. Explain, what the purpose... Like, if I were to do the trailer back in the 90s, right? Yeah. I would have said, my name is Indiana Jones. I have been on countless adventures and, had gone on about not what the adventures were, but what I thought, what my experience was doing them. Like, what I learned from them, not exactly what the adventures were.
I see. So that's a good point. And, now that I consider this, one of the reasons now I'm thinking why did they had George Hall narrate this is because that's what the show was supposed to be like. And I didn't think about this the first time. That's why I think that they had the trailer like that, because that's what the show was supposed to be like. The show was supposed to be like George Hall narrating and recounting, kind of remembering all these things that had happened, right?
Yeah.
And so now the trailer works in that same way.
Yeah.
You have George Hall looking back and saying, okay, this is what happened, this is what happened, here's my life story. Whereas now there's George Hall is explaining the whole premise of the show, where's he's not in the show anymore, right? So I think you look at it from a different perspective,
right?
Without George Hall, this trailer kind of seems kind of lost in the mix.
Right. If you look at it from the perspective of George Hall recounting on his adventures, then it makes a lot more sense and is not as bad, I guess. I don't want to use the word bad. Not as different. Not as different, right. It's not as different as what we think of it now, because, now George Hall even explains some stuff that's not in there now. Like, he explained there's some scenes, if you watch some of the George Hall scenes, there's some of it that's not even in there now. So
right. It
probably makes a lot more sense if we were to watch the George Hall ones
versus
the trailer. It probably would make much, much more sense.
Yeah, and, I timed this out as well. About half and half in terms of Corey Carrier and Sean Patrick Flannery and that sort of idea. So at first it seemed like he really was going on about his early years, but he did actually split it up fairly equally. And he really goes into Miss Seymour and the Bond. I really thought that was interesting they did that. And again, pyramids, archaeology, historical figures, give it that epic feel. You have a lot of shots of young Indy here. And I really, really like that because it does go off of that idea. Now, I really would have liked to see a trailer in Raiders style, where it's not a chronological order of, okay, this is what happened in my life. Maybe you start off with a scene from Trenches of Hell or something. And then you also start off from, Indy looking at the pyramids and in the tomb, something like that, where it's a little bit more secretive. But also, I kind of liked actually, though, that they went through basically his whole life and kind of because I feel like that actually, when I watched this, I was like, this is actually a cool trailer. You know, as much as I was like, oh, I don't know if I like the whole George Hall thing in it, I did actually like the trailer really well. And I thought, for people watching this, I think it actually sounded very appealing.
This also brings me to one of my final questions. What did you think of them including Indy's mother in the trailer? Because we haven't seen her before this. I think she maybe mentioned once in Last Crusade or something like that. Yeah, exactly. But we never see her before or don't really know anything.
Throw her in there.
Right, basically. They just throw her in there like she's a main character almost, you know?
Exactly. And again, that's something I noticed here because when we look at that, we're like, oh yeah, there's Indy's mother. And then I was like, wait a second. Indy's mother? This is the first time we're seeing Indy's mother on screen. Very interesting to put Indy's mother in there. Didn't really stress that enough, though. They almost kind of like put it in the background to kind of, you know, go and figure that out on your own. And they also explain the variety of episodes here. Everything from the early years to some of the war scenes and, you know, episodes like that. There was a funny quote that I thought was interesting, too. You know, he says, some of them were very emotional, some of them were very exciting. Others were rather frightening, like the trip to China when I almost died.
I love that quote. Because,
exactly, it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, think about it. He was, what, 10 and almost died? Or...
I know. Well, it gave it that sort of dramatic feel.
Right.
And you really had to do that in a trailer like this, I think. And so he talks about joining in the Belgian army, the emotion and terror and excitement, you know, of being in the trenches. He talks about how he was in Europe, got moved to Africa, eventually was a spy, and it gives that adventure feel. It also shows us a little bit of the love scenes and how that's an important part, right? We talked about how they didn't really do that in the Raiders trailer. They did that here, and they really, I thought, stressed the events and people in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. You know, they include almost every character. Like, for example, they did Krishnamurti, T.E. Lawrence, stuff like that, you know? Because it's kind of telling him what he learned and who he learned from. Like Miss Seymour, T.E. Lawrence,
exactly.
Krishnamurti, you know, people like that.
The trailer has that epic, like, almost like around-the-world feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he did go around the world.
Exactly, so that's what I mean. Like, it has that type of feel. And the end of the trailer concludes with, I had so many adventures all before the age of 21. And they show that sunset scene. Which, again, brings you right back to Last Crusade.
Right, it does.
Which is what you just saw. And again, you got to consider this trailer just 3 years after Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. And that was one of those things where you had actually just seen the Young Indy prologue, right, 3 years ago in the theater. Now you're moving directly into this next section, this new kind of chapter of Indy's childhood into the Young Indiana Jones chronicles. Now, overall, what did we think of this trailer? I think it was a good trailer, but again, in terms of how it represented the show, it's really hard to say because the show is so different now with the re-edits.
I think it is represented very well, especially for the TV show. Like, you know, the Raiders one is a lot shorter and is only a peephole into what is happening throughout the entire movie as... What, this is 22 movies, right?
Right, you know? Like basically like feature-length movies, honestly.
Right, I mean, you know, well, okay, back then it wasn't, but now it's, you know, 22 1-hour and 30-minute episodes, which is about the length of a movie, right? So I think that it needed to be longer and a bit more broader, especially like telling them at least a few things that happened in there because it's a TV show. It's not a, there's not just... They're not condensing everything down into 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Right.
They're condensing it down into however many hours all of them together are, probably like 40 hours or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And one of the things I think overall is, I thought that both trailers were really good. In terms of the Young Indy trailer, again, hard to say whether I would have liked it. I would have liked to seen a trailer on the Adventures of Young Indiana Jones, the re-edited version, but of course that... I think there was actually, there was. There was a trailer that came out... in 2007 to kind of give almost like some re-hype of the Young Indiana Jones series. In 2007, they came out with the DVD box sets and re-edited it into 22 of those episodes like the ones we've been reviewing on the podcast. And there was a trailer for that, actually. I did watch it, actually, now that I remember. And it was okay. I think I like this one a little bit more, actually, than that one. But if you're interested in watching that one, go check it out. It has, you know, just... more of a generic voiceover than actually George Hall. But I don't think it actually does do as good of a job in terms of explaining the show, which is funny because we talked about how this wasn't good enough. I think this actually did a little bit better than that one. So,
well, I mean, again, as you're saying, the one that came out in 2007, that was
That it was more like a promo, you know, re-hype trailer.
Right. It was also more trying to promote the DVD box sets as much as it was trying to promote the show. It was more promoting buy these box sets and then you can get into the show.
Right.
As you can get into the show and then get the DVD box sets so you can get more out of the show. Right.
Exactly.
You
know? Overall, though, I actually really liked the Young Indie trailer, the original with George Hall, and I really liked seeing it because I thought it was kind of an interesting perspective in terms of what the show was. But again, not as necessarily authentic as the show is now, but still kind of a fun trailer to watch. And I wanted to bring this up. We haven't really talked about this. George Hall, who was Old Indy, of course, introduced each episode and ended each episode, and the entire show was a flashback. Of course, it's a little bit biased, but I still did want to ask this to you. Would you have liked the show if they kept the George Hall bookends in the show?
I think it would be interesting to see, personally, because, you know, I've never seen any of the George Hall parts. I would be interested to see one or two of the full shows with George Hall in it, like the full 45-minute show with George Hall, you know, starting the narration and ending it. I don't know how it would be if he was still in there today.
My personal take on this is I actually think getting rid of the George Hall is better. And I know this sounds biased because I've never seen the George Hall version. Right. But one of the things I like about the show now is it feels like one long continuous adventure.
Yeah, I agree.
And you put George Hall in the bookends, right? Although it'll still, each episode still feel like it's one adventure. Now, when you go from the very first episode to the last episode, it feels like one full adventure of Indy's life. And that actually was kind of like, almost like shown in the trailer itself, too. But you add George Hall in there, now you're ruining that effect. Because each show seems like him recalling a different event. It seems like you're watching an event rather than a full adventure. So, the George Hall portions are not in there anymore. And I would be interested to see them. I think some of them are on YouTube, if you want to check those out. I would be interested to see them, but overall, again, even though the show is different now, I still liked the trailer, and I really wanted to talk about this one because just kind of comparing the differences between what the show is now and what it was back then and what kind of it was like. What did they advertise the show as? And although George Hall wasn't the same, I still think they did a good job advertising the show. So overall, this is going to be an interesting comparison to make.
Yeah.
But what did you think of these two trailers together? Of course, Raiders was introducing the first indie movie, and this trailer was introducing the first ever episode to the Young Indie TV show in terms of being like almost like the first trailers. What did you think of those?
I think they are both good representations of a first episode or a first movie, right? You know, the Raiders one is, you know, giving an idea of what Indiana Jones is all about, what this movie is going to be about, and the same thing is going, it goes for the Young Indie trailer. Now, in terms of how are they different, how are they the same, I would say, as I said before, you know, Young Indie is, it has a more broad, open idea of what the show's going to be like, as Raiders is more like a peephole into what is about to happen and just a few scenes from the movie. I like both of them personally. I think they are both really good representations of what a first movie, first TV show is supposed to be. What do you think?
You know, I would agree with you on both of those. Again, one of the things I found interesting about the Young Indy trailer is you mentioned how the Raiders trailer felt like a great introduction to who Indy is as a character. This felt like a great introduction to be like, well, why should we care about the Young Indie show? Like, what's important about it? You know what I mean? And so I liked that kind of aspect of it, that it was like, okay, now we're looking at Indiana Jones and his childhood, and this is going to be a really interesting story. So I think that about concludes today's episode. We have two great trailers that I think were really, really good in terms of kind of showing us what the movies would be like. Because, you know, we watch the movies and the films, and, you know, it occurred to me the other day, why don't we watch the trailers, give these old piece of, these vintage trailers, as I like to say, a bit of a look and deep dive. Anything else we want to add to this one?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I wanted to add. I think that the Raiders trailer could actually have taken some ideas from the Young Indy trailer. Like,
really?
You know how you said, like, the Raiders is kind of introducing Indy as a character, but the show is introducing why should we care about the show?
Yeah.
They should have introduced Indy as a character in the Raiders trailer and then said, why should I watch this movie with this character in it?
Ah, interesting.
Instead of just, here's this character, here's what he might do or might not.
Okay.
go and have fun, right?
Right. Well, two very different trailers, though, and that's a good point you bring up, kind of looking at the different perspectives between the trailers in terms of that sort of aspect. But again, I completely agree with you. That would have been an interesting thing to consider. And speaking of the trailers, that's what you actually heard at the beginning of the episode today. It might have sounded a little odd. You're like, whoa, where's Max's voice? But that was actually a clip of a trailer from the Raiders trailer there. And so some of the music was in there, and of course the quote was in there, embedded together. So that was the reasoning behind that. Of course, if you want to learn more about the podcast, check out our website. We've got a lot of information there for you, and stay tuned every single week. So thanks again for joining us, and we'll be back with another episode next week as always.
Once again, I'm Max.
And I'm Will.
And until next time,
so long, Dr. Jones.